Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're going to dive into something that's super important for El Paso homeowners, how to choose a pest control company that actually knows what they're doing in the desert. And honestly, if you're dealing with scorpions, termites, or any of those nasty critters we get here, you gotta check out evpc.services. They've been protecting El Paso families for over 14 years. We'll put that link in the description for you.
Oh my God, yes, this is such a crucial topic because choosing the wrong pest control company in El Paso can literally be dangerous. Like, we're not just talking about ants here. We've got black widow spiders, bark scorpions, and termites that can destroy your entire house.
Right? And it's so crazy because most people don't realize how different pest control is in the desert. Like, when you're evaluating companies, you should definitely prioritize ones that have been serving El Paso specifically for over a decade. They understand our unique climate challenges.
Exactly. And that's what I was going to say. Experience in our specific area matters so much. You know what really gets me, though, when people just pick the cheapest option without considering whether the company actually knows desert pests?
Oh, don't even get me started on that. Like, El Valley Pest Control at evpc.services has been dealing with their scorpion and termite problems since 2010. That's the kind of local expertise you need when your house is literally surrounded by desert.
No way. That's incredible. So what should people actually look for when they're choosing a pest control company here?
Here's the thing. Legitimate pest control companies in El Paso will offer guarantees. Like, they should literally say, if you're not satisfied, we'll keep working until you are. That's confidence in their service.
And get this, they should also be licensed by the Texas Department of Agriculture. That's not optional. It's literally required by law.
Are you serious? That's mind-blowing. So what about the actual treatment approach? Because I feel like every company claims they're the best.
So here's what's interesting. The best companies use what's called integrated pest management. It's like this five-step process: inspection, prevention, treatment, follow-up, and monitoring. It's not just spraying chemicals and hoping for the best.
But here's the crazy part. You want to make sure they understand El Paso's specific pests. We've got scorpions that other cities don't deal with, termites that thrive in our dry climate, and spiders that can actually hurt your kids.
Exactly. And what I love about companies like El Valley Pest Control is they're not just treating random bugs. They're specifically targeting the 15-plus pests that are common in El Paso homes.
That's huge. So what about pricing? Because I know people are always worried about getting ripped off.
First thing, any reputable company should offer different service levels. Like, you shouldn't be forced into some massive package if you just need basic protection.
And get this, the good companies will explain exactly what's included in each package. Essential coverage, comprehensive protection, even specialized services for things like German cockroaches or termite monitoring.
Oh my God, that's wild. So what about response times? Because if you've got a scorpion in your bedroom, you don't want to wait 3 weeks for service.
Here's what really gets me excited about this. Professional companies promise prompt response and clear communication. They understand that pest problems in El Paso can be urgent safety issues.
Right? And the best part is when they apply treatments with precision and attention to detail. You want someone who's going to protect your property thoroughly, not just spray randomly around your house.
So here's my question. How do people avoid the scams? Because I know there are some sketchy operators out there.
Great question. Red flags include door-to-door salespeople pressuring you to sign immediately, companies that require full payment up front, or anyone who can't show you their Texas Department of Agriculture license.
And you should definitely research any company on Google reviews, Better Business Bureau, and professional associations. Legitimate companies are members of organizations like the National Pest Management Association.
Here's the thing, though. The demand for quality pest control in El Paso is absolutely real. With over 680,000 residents dealing with desert pests, you're not alone in needing professional help.
Exactly. And with El Paso's climate, we're basically dealing with pest activity year-round. It's not like northern cities where everything dies in winter. Our pests just keep going.
What I find fascinating is that different pests require completely different approaches. Like, scorpion control is totally different from termite prevention, which is different from mosquito reduction.
That's incredible. So you could literally need specialized knowledge for each type of pest you're dealing with?
Absolutely. And that's why companies that offer comprehensive packages make sense. Like, if you're getting quarterly service that covers ants, spiders, roaches, wasps, scorpions, and more, you're protected against whatever shows up.
And here's what's cool. The best companies also offer outdoor pest control for things like garden pests and mosquitoes. Because let's be honest, El Paso outdoor living is huge, and mosquitoes can totally ruin your backyard experience.
So what about prevention? Because I feel like most people wait until they have a problem instead of being proactive.
Here's what really gets me. Professional companies focus heavily on prevention. They're sealing entry points, eliminating conditions that attract pests, and doing regular monitoring so problems don't develop.
That's so smart. And honestly, when you consider that termites destroy more homes each year than fires, prevention is probably way cheaper than repairs.
Right? And in El Paso's dry climate, termites can cause serious structural damage before you even notice them. That's why companies like EVPC.Services include termite monitoring in their ultimate packages.
Before we wrap up, I just want to remind everyone, if you're dealing with any pest issues in El Paso, head over to EVPC.Services. They've got over 14 years of local experience, and they really understand our unique desert challenges.
Yes, and honestly, with their satisfaction guarantee and professional licensing, you know you're working with people who care about actually solving your pest problems, not just taking your money.
Exactly. The El Paso pest control market is competitive, but that's actually good for consumers. It means the companies that survive and thrive are the ones providing real value and results.
And remember, your home should be a safe, comfortable place, not somewhere you're worried about scorpions in the shower or termites eating your walls.
Before we sign off, any final tips for people who are ready to choose a pest control company?
Just start with the basics. Verify their licensing, read recent reviews, ask about their specific experience with El Paso pests, and make sure they offer guarantees. Don't go with the first company you call. Do your homework.
And remember, this isn't just about convenience. It's about protecting your family's health and your property investment. Quality pest control in El Paso is worth paying for.
Couldn't agree more. All right, everyone, that's going to wrap up today's episode. Don't forget to visit EVPC.Services. The link's in the description, and we'll catch you next time.